This is the Father Matters Show with your host, Vance Sims. Father Matters is committed to building stronger, healthier communities by supporting, encouraging, and enlightening today's fathers and families. And now, your host, Vance Sims.
Welcome to the Father Matters Show. I'm your host, Vance Sims. Thank you for joining us on Faith Talk 1360 KPXQ. I hope you had a great 4th of July last weekend. My returning guest is Bobby Sudbury, Executive Director, co-founder of Katie's Way. Bobby, welcome back to the Father Matters Show.
Well, thank you so much for having us back, Vance.
We had such a great time when you came on the show a couple of months back. I told you I wanted you back, and you said you'd be back, and you are here.
I am here.
And Bobby, before we get deep into this interview, share a little bit, little snippet, because if you missed Bobby's show talking about Katie's Way, log on to blogtalkradio.com or soundcloud.com. Go back to our archive shows, and Bobby did a powerful, powerful show about Katie's Way. She's going to give you a little bit of snippet about Katie's Way.
Well, Vance, we provide education and outreach to bring awareness to the issue of teen dating violence and promote healthy relationships for young people as well as any adult that is in their life or any adult that has a teenager in their life or will have a teenager in their life.
And so if anyone dealing with that right now, where can they go to get more information besides blogtalkradio.com, the Father Matters Show, and SoundCloud?
They can go to katieswaytys.org. That's KAITYSWAY.ORG.
Wow, because a lot's going on with teen dating violence right now. Huh?
Yes. There's a lot more instances being reported. There's a lot more awareness out there. People are realizing that this is, to no fault of the victim. The victims are understanding it's not their fault, so they are reporting. People are getting less tolerant of inappropriate behavior towards them and towards others.
Are the laws changing, Bobby?
The laws are changing. They have changed. We have Katie's Law, which those in dating relationships do have protection under the law here in Arizona. They get the same protections as those that are in domestic violence relationships. And, order protection can be obtained. The offender can be arrested. There's a 3-strikes version to the law. So it's definitely a pretty powerful law.
And Katie's Law is named after who and why?
It's named after my daughter, Katie. Caitlin Marie Sudbury, in honor of her, because she lost her life to teen dating violence.
Now, we're going to move on to Paint Phoenix Purple. When you called me and tell me you had something going on with Paint Phoenix Purple, I said, don't tell me, save it, let's get on the show, and let's talk about Paint Phoenix Purple. What is that, Bobby?
Paint Phoenix Purple is a wonderful initiative that's in its third year. It's through the City of Phoenix as well as the O'Connor House and the Arizona Coalition to End Sexual and Domestic Violence. They've brought together so many community organizations and businesses in an effort to put an end to domestic violence. And as all of us are collaborating to see what we can do to get the education out there, to get the awareness out there, and just really paint Phoenix purple, mostly in October, but all the way in through February. And we're actually doing this all year long, figuring out how can we get this awareness out there? How can we get people to understand? How can we create this cultural shift towards healthy relationships?
And why purple? And why do we want to paint it? Literally with paintbrushes? What does it mean?
Oh, yeah. If you go to the paintphoenixpurple.org website, you will see there is a paint can with a paintbrush, and it's purple. And purple is the color for domestic violence. And that's the way I understand it, it's the color of a bruise. So basically, it's a wonderful initiative, and just so many people are behind it, and it just keeps growing. And I'm really glad that Katie's Way was invited to be a part of it and has participated in it since the beginning.
And so what happens during that day? I know you say it's all year long. It builds up to October? Is it a walk? Is it a fundraiser?
It's all of the – well, it's not necessarily a fundraiser, although they are always looking for sponsors. But there will be – all kinds of different events. I'm on the Domestic Violence Youth Education Task Force, and we do all kinds of things in the schools, resource events during lunch hours. We've created flash mobs before, do an art contest, and it started out with Phoenix Union High School District, but we're trying to envelop other school districts in the area as well, in the valley.
And see, now we're in the summer now, kids are out of school. Some of them are working, some of them are not working, but parents are still at work. Kids are out of school, but the parents are. Is it a rise in teen domestic violence in the summertime because kids got so much time?
I don't know for sure the answer to that. I do not know the answer to that. It could be. I know we work with the Juveniles and Diversion Program, and we actually see a decline in kids that are sent to our workshops, but that's because they're not in school anymore. So it could be any number of things. Oftentimes it might happen more as the kids are in school, as they are together and are able to be more together, mm-hmm. Type of thing.
And so you're a part of the Paint Phoenix Purple. Is it like a committee that you're on?
It's a 5-year initiative that is going on. There's 4 different pillars. They're addressing it in all kinds of different ways. If they go to paintphoenixpurple.org, they'll see all kinds of information about what is going on with the initiative, and it's just absolutely wonderful.
So definitely go to paintphoenixpurple.org to get more information, and Katie's Way is a part of that.
Yes.
And you say the campaign. So what has Katie's Way been doing so far with the summer going on? Have you taken any time off? What's happening?
Oh, time off. No, we don't really get time off. We are always being called out to do presentations, and we do have our monthly workshops. As a matter of fact, we had a workshop earlier today.
Yes.
That we do for the general public and the juveniles and diversion. We have another workshop scheduled for next Saturday.
Okay.
It's just basically we try to get around the valley. We have 3 different locations, and we're always doing those workshops. And then we also work with some summer youth programs, and we'll go out. We're also working on our signature event right now.
And because we hear a lot about domestic violence, we just hear domestic violence. Bobby, stress the importance of teen dating. A lot of parents are ignoring that. Parents are so busy, or they're just thinking, oh, they're okay, or they're not even talking to their kids about who they're dating, who they're not dating, who they're hanging out with. I mean, that is right up there with domestic violence. Like, teen victims can become women adult victims. Men, too, but we're talking about women today, okay? So what's the chances of a teen victim becoming a woman victim?
If they are a teen victim, and see, the thing about it is teen dating violence is a precursor to domestic violence. Violence in a relationship doesn't start because two people move in together. It oftentimes starts during the dating process. And, the thing about teen dating violence is a lot of times people don't recognize the red flags because they do fly under the radar. And it's very, very important that parents are talking to their kids about who they're hanging around with, that they're present in their kids' lives, making a point to talk to them and not only talk to them, but also hear and listen to them, what they're talking about. And, if they say something that may kind of throw up a red flag for you, delve into that a little bit further, talk further to them. A lot of kids will say, he or she is jealous. Isn't that just so cute and so romantic? Not understanding that jealousy is insecurity. It's not love. And, some kids unfortunately mistake that, and I've actually heard on the flip side, somebody that's abusive say, well, they ought to appreciate the fact that I'm jealous. That means I care.
Mm.
Well, no, that doesn't mean you care. That means you're very insecure. And I'm really sorry about that. But you need to work on that.
And what about the kids that see their parents going through domestic violence, either because of a boyfriend or girlfriend or a husband or a wife? Chances are most likely that child will get in relationships like that because they figure since mommy is still around, since daddy is still around, that must be how you express love. How important is it for the women to get out of situations like that so their kids won't repeat this cycle?
It's very, very important because children learn what they live.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So if they're raised in an environment where there's yelling and, you know, the communication, the line of communication is based on yelling and screaming and fussing at each other and saying mean things to each other all the way to, you know, hitting and whatnot, emotional abuse and manipulation and all of that. Well, then they're going to learn that behavior, and that's how they're going to go into relationships themselves. So it's best to, you know, try to remove yourself from that situation and look into programs that can help you, you know, identify those risk factors ahead of time so that you do not, you know, partake in another relationship like that. Or when you are into that relationship, because abusers are very cunning, okay? At the very beginning, they're so sweet and charming and everything. And then they flip the script on the victim, you know, so when the victim sees it, that, you know, they're aware of the programs out there that can help them, or they can, you know, see those red flags. And, you know, sometimes they're just little, slight little things, but
sometimes, Bobby, sometimes they won't reach out for help, or sometimes they will reach out for help. And then let's say when the police come to arrest the perpetrator, they say, oh, he didn't hit, really didn't hurt me. What's that fear? Is it because now they down from two incomes to one, or the threats when a person gets out? What is going on in their hearts when that happens?
Oh, all of the above. All of the above. You've got the financial, you know, aspect of it. Yes, now they're down to one income, and now they've got to go through this lengthy process to get the appropriate help that they need in order to survive with their children, if they have children. Then also, too, there's the whole threat process. You know, people ask the question, why doesn't she just leave? Okay, why not ask the question, why does he or she abuse? Mm-hmm. Exactly. You know, it's just turn it back around. You know, she or he is not leaving that relationship for very valid reasons to them. It could be monetary. It could be threats. It could be, you know, complete fear and intimidation. It, all of those things could be happening. And, you know, everybody on the outside looking in doesn't understand that. So instead of asking, why don't they leave? Let's ask, why do they abuse? Mm-hmm. And why don't they stop abusing?
Well, and see, this is one reason why I love the having the Father Matters show, Bobby. I mean, you know, a lot of people know they're shocked because I don't speak as much on the show, because they used to, wow, is he so quiet? Vance is not the quiet type. But I love having the professionals on. I love having people, because someone can listen to this show anytime. Especially like a victim. So like if a victim is listening to this show right now, and the perpetrator. Because I strongly believe that hurting people hurt people.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes. And I strongly believe that there is not a man, because that's not, you know, we do our workshops. There is not a man that I've ever met coaching or just doing one-on-one time with him who, when he abused his spouse, felt good about himself. Because when you're beating on your spouse, you're beating on yourself. When you're putting your spouse down, you're putting yourself down. So something's going on in that perpetrator's heart that he or she, and again, I'm going to focus mainly on the perpetrators as men right now. Okay, we know that there's women and men, but mm-hmm. I don't want to be bouncing around. How does he cry out for help? Well, we know how he's crying out for help by being an abuser and tearing the house up Saturday night, and then wake up Sunday and realize everything that you broke can't be fixed or just replaced.
Correct.
So how does that person reach out for help?
You know, I would strongly suggest getting some counseling and drilling down to where is this behavior coming from? What is the underlying issue? Were they raised in this type of environment? So if they were, look at what was wrong with it. Look at how you do not want to act. And you know what? Abusing someone is a choice, you know? And the bottom line is, you can choose not to abuse. You can choose to change your behavior. We all get angry about things. I get angry when somebody cuts me off on the road if I've got my grandbabies in the car, you know? But I don't yell at that person because, number one, they're not going to hear me. And number two, it's going to scare my grandbabies. So what do? I take a deep breath, or a couple of them. Maybe I'll count to 10. And realize that person doesn't even know I exist. So why take it so personal? Mm-hmm. And that, a lot of times, is the crux for some things where people get so angry. They get angry because they take whatever it is personal. Oftentimes, most times, it's not personal. It's not them. It's someone else. Mm-hmm. So just let it be. But counseling is key. Working this out, finding out, drilling down and getting to the root cause of the anger, and then working it out from there and finding out what you can do to change your behavior.
That is so powerful, and I hope people run that back. Well, after this break, I want to talk about an event that you got coming up in 2 weeks, Step Against Teen Dating Violence. And you're listening to The Father Matter Show with Vance Sims. And today's guest is Bobby Sudbury with Katie's Way. We'll hear more from Bobby after this. Anybody wanna fall in love tonight? Hey, Father Matter Show family. Will you show us some love? We want The Father Matter Show to be your community and family resource program by providing you right now answers for right now issues. Become a Father Matter Show champion by liking Father Matters on Facebook. If you miss us Saturday night, log on to blogtalkradio.com, soundcloud.com, or fathermatters.org and share The Father Matter Show with your friends and family. Thank you. And we're back with Bobby Sudbury with Katie's Way. If you're just tuning in, you can catch the top of the show at fathermatters.org. Also catch the Father Matters Show nationally every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Mountain Standard Time by logging on to blogtalkradio.com or catch our archive shows anytime worldwide at soundcloud.com. Well, Bobby, I know you just about as running crazy as I do. You also have an event coming up in 2 weeks called Step Against Teen Dating Violence. Share a little bit about that.
Yes, we do. This is a fabulous event, and actually, this is our sixth year doing the event. And the first thing I want to do is I do want to thank our sponsor. They have sponsored us for the last 5 years, if I'm not mistaken.
Who is this sponsor?
Talking Stick Resort. Okay. They are just an absolutely wonderful sponsor of this event. They also sponsor our programs, and they've also done some media sponsorship for us. So they're just a wonderful they have a beautiful resort. It's a great place to be. And basically this event is, it's our version, our little version, one night version of Dancing with the Stars.
Okay.
And see, our stars.
Now, I don't mean to cut you off, but you know why I'm laughing, because you know what you asked me before the show.
Yes, well, that will take me into explaining
okay.
who our stars are.
Let's hear it.
Okay, our stars are community servants, people that are doing things all the time, like yourself, Vance, for the community. You know, we're all out here for the community. We want to make the community a better place. And it takes people like yourself to, you know, make this happen and make the world a better place for all of us. And so those are the stars to us. And oftentimes they are not recognized enough. And, you know, we just want to take this one evening to recognize them and, you know, give something to them. And what we give to them through this event is we give them 10 free dance lessons with a local dance studio.
You want to talk about this dance studio?
Yes, we have a couple of dance studios that have been with us for several years. Arrowhead Arthur Murray, Dance Doctors, Dance Stars, they've been with us. And then we've had other ones come in like Fat Cat Dance, Ballroom Dance, Shall We Dance, and Exquisite Ballroom Dance. These are studios that, you know, help us out. They donate an instructor. And that instructor commits to giving our competitor that we assign to them, or our star, I should say, that we assign to them 10 free lessons. Mm-hmm. And the instructor will actually perform with the star if the star so chooses. Sometimes stars want to have their own partner, which is sometimes their significant other and whatnot. And we will have an instructor, you know, show them how to do it. So it's either way. We're pretty flexible. We don't want this to be a stressful evening. We want it to be fun for everyone because basically everybody is involved too. Not just the people on stage dancing and doing their routines, but the audience gets to decide who wins by a voting with technology. And so they'll text and vote, and it's just a whole lot of fun.
Right.
People get to see the numbers roll. The stars have a great time. They really enjoy themselves. And, you know, they got 10 free dance lessons, which is not easy, you know, cheap
right.
or anything like that.
Yeah.
In addition to, you know, people that are community servants, we're looking at law enforcement. We're looking at firefighters.
School teachers.
School teachers.
Yeah.
Military. People that volunteer. People that are very giving of themselves. Philanthropists.
Right.
You know, and all of that. So these are people that, you know, and then they give their time to perform in,
yes.
you know, our competition and help us raise funds so that we are able to continue to do what we do all year long, because we do we do not charge for our presentations
right.
or when we set up resource tables.
Well, what I love is you already have your dancers. And I know you was talking to me about it, but, you know, something might happen in the next 2 weeks. I heard they've been rehearsing really, really hard.
Yes.
And a couple of springs here or there. But I will be in the audience for sure. But what I love about this, going into it next year, since we're talking about it now, people can know they can start now nominating someone for 2016?
Yes, absolutely, because we always do this in July. And the reason for doing this in July is, first and foremost, Katie was born July 5th. Okay. So July is her birthday month.
Yeah.
And we choose to celebrate her life every year. We celebrate it on July 5th with balloons going up in the air. But then we also have this event to really celebrate her and all the wonderful things that have come from her way, Katie's way.
Yes. That's powerful. And what I also love is that it's also a form of a fundraiser for you, because you just said it. You provide free services. I can relate to that. But people need to realize, they're free. Call Katie's way. They don't realize your materials cost, your flyers cost, your marketing cost. Sometimes you may bring in other facilitators. It's nice to offer them some type of a stipend, you know.
Yes.
And that's why I ask people, put some skin in the game. And you are a nonprofit, and I know it's going to be held in Phoenix, and I know it's in 2 weeks, and we got listeners all around the country who say, wow, I can't go to Phoenix, but what can I do to contribute? Because there are people whose children who are in that situation or who were in that situation, but there are adult women who were in that situation or in that situation right now, or just got out of it, maybe they want to help. How can people help by donating or something like that from another city, another state? Because this is nationally. What can they do?
Well, we do have a GoFundMe webpage set up. It's GoFundMe.com/ U as in ukulele, B as in boy, 75, W as in way, and the number 8.
Say that one more time slowly.
GoFundMe.com yes. / U as in ukulele, B as in boy, 75, W as in way, 8.
Awesome.
And that's one way. That will help us sponsor this event, but the funding will also go into the program. Everything raised at this event goes into program.
Throughout the year.
Yeah, throughout the year. You know, all the events that we have, that there's any fundraising going on, it goes all into program. Because you're right, there are materials. We travel all over the state of Arizona.
Right.
And there's materials, there's travel costs.
There's gas, there's hotels.
Exactly. And, you know, it all adds up. And, you know, but this is a message that we believe is so important that we cannot let money get in the way. So we have a group of volunteers that work tirelessly to make sure, and board members, that make sure we have the funding that we need in order to, you know, get out there and do what we've got to do in order to get this message out.
And is this information on your website as well?
Yes, yes.
And,
they can donate on our website. It's katieswaye.org, KAITYSWAY.ORG.
Now, you have a Facebook as well.
Yes, we do. You can like us on Facebook. We do postings about teen dating violence issues,
yes.
You know, healthy relationships, our events that are coming up, our workshops that are coming up. You know, we post periodically. So, yeah, if you like us, you'll get those postings and you'll be in the know as to what's going on.
And what I love about Facebook, the radio show things, when you come, because we have some people call us that was going through this, their child. And it's powerful when I refer them to go to the show that you and I did a couple of months ago. I don't know how to talk to them about that the way you can, the way you do. But I can't just always say, Katie, can you talk to this person, talk to this person. Go back to blogtalkradio.com. Go back to the Father Matters website. Go back to soundcloud.com. Go to katiesway.org and their Facebook. We have the shows that we talked about this, because we just kind of brushed over Katie's Way, Paint Phoenix Purple, and we're talking about the step against teen dating violence, and we can't get it all covered in one segment, but contact you. How can people contact you, not only just for speaking engagements, but for support and for referrals?
Let's see. They can email me at kw08@katiesway.org, and they can also call me at 602-740-2734.
Now, give me the date for the conference.
The Step Against Teen Dating Violence event is on July 25th.
Mm-hmm, 2 weeks out. And we didn't talk about the where, because you got a special offer for the people if they want to know where. What's the offer?
Right. The first three people that call or email about additional information about this event, we will provide a pair of tickets to the event to them for free.
And what's the phone number?
602-740-2734.
So if I'm one of the first three, just email you at what?
at Katie's Way, KW08@katiesway.org.
And I'm going to get some free tickets. Katie, thank you so much for coming back again. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Father Matters Show. Send us your questions or comments to info@fathermatters.org. Thank you to my engineer, Jeremy Siegel. See you next week at the same place, same time. Have a safe week. Thank you and God bless.